Hiccup was sharing his boat with his best friend Fishlegs, who was even skinnier than Hiccup and looked a lot like a daddy longlegs with asthma and a squint. Fishlegs put his hand up in the air.
"It's all very well that they can't see us coming, sir," he pointed out, logically, "but how are we going to see them so we can board them in the first place?"
"Easy peasy, oh plankton brain," boomed Gobber, very pleased with himself. "Peaceable fishing boats are always followed by flocks of black-backed sea dragons hoping for a bite. All you have to do is follow the racket they make and you'll have found yourself a boat. You then simply board the boat, yelling the hooligan war cry. Repeat after me. Yah!"
yelled Gobber the Belch.
"Yah!"
yelled 10 of the boys back at him, brandishing their swords like maniacs.
"Yah!"
repeated Hiccup and Fishlegs, without much enthusiasm.
"The Peaceables are terrified of us hooligans. Wooden only knows why. Right, lads, you steal one of their helmets to prove you have completed the exercise, and report back to me. This is going to be like burgling berries from a baby!"
boomed Gobber the Belch.
"Oh, I nearly forgot. Silly me,"
Gobber laughed carelessly.
"The only thing you do have to bear in mind is that on no account should you leave this bay. This is very important, because just to the south of here runs the Summer Current, a warm stream of water, and you all know what lives in the Summer Current."
"Shark worms," gulped Fishlegs.
"That's right, Fishlegs," boomed Gobber. "I know Hiccup, our natural history expert, can tell us something about shark worms."
"Certainly, sir," replied Hiccup, delighted to be asked a question about his favourite subject, dragons. He took out of his pocket a small, scruffy notebook with "How to Speak Dragonese" written in large, scrawly letters on the front. In this book, Hiccup kept notes on the Dragonese language and descriptions of the various species of dragons and their habits. "Well," said Hiccup, having trouble reading his own handwriting, "shark worms are a kind of dragon that look a lot like sharks. The adults can grow to about 6 metres in length, and they have at least 5 rows of teeth."
"Get on with it, boy," yelled Gobber.
"They are highly carnivorous, and they not only scavenge off ships, but climb aboard and attack you there. On land, they can easily outrun a man. I would suggest, sir, that if there was even a chance we could run into shark worms, we should leave the area immediately."
"For Thor's sake, boy," grinned Gobber the Belch. "With that kind of attitude, you might never leave the house. I'm training you to be pirates, not softies."
"What happens if we get lost, sir?" pleaded Fishlegs.
"Lost?" snorted Gobber. "Lost? Vikings don't get lost."
"Honestly, sir," sneered Snotface Snotlout, "I don't know why you don't throw Hiccup the Useless and his fish-legged failure of a friend out of the tribe completely. They're a disgrace to all of us."
Hiccup and Fishlegs looked miserable.
"I mean, look at their boat, sir," continued the sneering Snotlout. "We're Vikings, sir, the greatest shipbuilders the ancient world has ever known, sir. A raft like that just makes us look ridiculous."
"You think you're so clever, Snotlout," retorted Hiccup determinedly, "but this boat can go a lot faster than you think. Looks aren't everything, you know."
Unfortunately, Snotlout had a point. The Hopeful Puffin was more of a floating accident than an actual boat. She had been built by Hiccup and Fishlegs in shipbuilding lessons, and they were both hopeless at woodwork. Something kept on going wrong with the design, and instead of being long and thin like a Viking ship should be, she had ended up fat and almost completely round. Her mast was too long and leaned lopsidedly to the left, so that in a strong wind she went round in circles. She also had a leak. Every half an hour, Fishlegs or Hiccup had to remember to bail out the seawater that had collected in the bottom of the boat with Hiccup's helmet. Fishlegs' helmet also had a leak. Gobber the Belch looked at the Hopeful Puffin.
"Hmm," said Gobber, thoughtfully. "You might have a point, Snotlout. Now," he continued briskly, "at the sound of my horn, the exercise will begin."
He raised a curly-whirly bugle to his lips.
Oh, jumping jellyfish, moaned Fishlegs. I hate the pirate training programme. We're going to get lost. We're going to sink. We're going to get eaten slowly by shark worms.
Screech!
Screamed the bugle.